print revolution or the revolution of the media and everything today. I, for instance, someone gave me a gift on microfilm the entire Talmud. So I have it on I have the entire Talmud and the entire Shulchan Aruch and the entire Yerushalmi and the entire Tosefta in a recipe box. So, you know, so I'm an expert, right? I have no problems, right? Anything you want to know, you know, you got that little machine that comes in a carrying case. It's remarkable. You know, sometimes I use it when I travel. You know, you can't schlep all the Gemaras with you, etc. It's a little carrying case. You can even set it up in the plane. It's got its own light with it, and, you know, and it's all there. But that didn't exist here. Here you're talking about people. And therefore, you realize the type of intellect we're dealing with and the type of devotion and the type of study we're dealing with. The type of people that went to Valozhin is that even those that didn't turn out, that turned out wrong, ended up being, the great leaders of the wrong, let's put it that way, right? But there was no garbage that came out. That didn't exist. Like every institution, Valozhin had disappointments. A legend of Reb Chaim of Valozhin that three students of his converted to Russian Orthodoxy to further their careers. And the legend is that night that when he got the news, so he was so shaken, he was so destroyed by it that such a thing could happen in his yeshiva. See, we always think that in the olden times everything was perfect. It's only now that it's all loused up. The difference is that now we read the paper, right? So you know that it's loused up. But everything that we see happening today, unfortunately, all of the terrible things that happen in Israel and here, and it all happened already. That's what King Solomon says, Ein kol chodosh tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing new. Nothing to get nervous about. It doesn't mean that we have to condone it or like it or approve it, but people go, oh, isn't that terrible? You know, what's going to be with the Jewish people, right? So, can I tell you that 100 years ago people also broke into other people's Beis Medrash and destroyed the holy books, etc., because those people didn't conform to their ideas? It is not it's not the first time in our history. So individual failures exist in every institution. Cannot be otherwise when you deal with human beings. And nobody has a perfect record. So it is said, the legend is that night he saw his Rebbe, the Gaon of Vilna, in a dream. And the Gaon came to him and told him, today proved to you the central fact. The central fact, one of the students was a person of tremendous brilliance. One of the students came from a great rabbinic family. So the Gaon came to him and he said, I want you to know that in our time, he said, no matter what family you come from, you're not protected. And I want you to know that no matter how brilliant you are, no matter how much your intellectual brilliance is, you are not protected. The only thing that protects a Jew is Torah, the devotion, the study of Torah. And they didn't have it. They didn't have it. And because they didn't have it, then these things can happen. The legend ends that Reb Chaim Valozhiner saw the third Talmud once, and the Talmud was so taken aback by seeing his Rebbe, so he felt that he had to defend himself. So he went over to Reb Chaim and he said to Reb Chaim, he said, you know why I left the fold? You know, we have such a custom that's really a pagan custom, and this custom makes no sense, and this, and there's injustice if you follow the halacha, etc., etc. He gave him all the whole laundry list, which you can read today. So Reb Chaim said to him, listen, my child. He said, these questions, before you became a goy, did they bother you, or did they bother you now after you became a goy? So he broke down and he wept.